Say something.
Say it.
I'm giving up on you.
That was beautiful, Bo.
And I'm feeling so small.
Man.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch Coffee.
Oh, you're such a douchebag. Cold brew, right?
Cold brew.
So when I was going to do my onboarding at this new company, in their break room, on tap, they have cold brew coffee.
Is it nitrous?
And you just come up.
Yeah.
Ooh. Come up and, I'm never down there, but it was, you know, my one time to go. But I walked in and was like, holy shit.
Nice.
Like, cold brew coffee on tap? I've never seen such a thing before. Thought of you right away.
I read that.
All kinds of creamer.
I'm not
perfect.
I'm
love
not
it.
Sure if nitrous is the same, because it's just nitrous cooled, right?
Yeah. There's two different flavors.
So the process of cold brew is different from like nitrous cooling.
Oh, really?
So you have a higher acidity with hot coffee and iced coffee. And like, I'm pretty sure it's nitrous cooled coffee.
Sure.
Where cold brew, lower, what did I say? Acidity?
Yeah. Acidity, yeah.
Lower acidity level.
That's interesting.
So that's one of the big reasons why I like to get Stoke, because it is cold
brew. The cold brew process.
Yeah. Process. There we go. Hey, words.
Look at that.
See, this is what we were missing, Bo.
Words.
We're too dumb.
Shit.
Chase words. Is a smart one.
I don't know about that.
That's why the last episode was so stupid. It was funny, but it was so stupid.
Yeah. Very funny.
We're going to aim to make every week that stupid. If that was stupid, get ready.
We're going to get dumb.
You ain't never seen stupid before.
We're going to get dumb up in here.
This is You Gotta Be Freaking Kidding Me, episode 31. Hey there, hi there, ho there. Should have said that before, but I don't care. You know what I mean?
You worked it in.
Yeah. Thank you, Chase.
You did.
I worked it in. Words.
Words.
I think that's going to be our theme today. Words.
Words.
I don't know why. I don't know where I'm going to go with that.
Because words hurt. Police!
Police! Sometimes I start a sentence and I don't really know.
You don't know where it's going, but it's going to go somewhere.
It definitely, yeah, it goes somewhere. I'm just going to hop in real quick.
Jump right in.
Let's do it.
The water's fine.
Chase has been in. It's nice and warm in here.
I've pissed 3 times already.
Just doing my part.
None of y'all are coming to my house whenever I get a jacuzzi. I can tell you that. So I saw this video. It was just a real quick video of this kid. I don't even know what city it was, but it had to be a liberal city. It plays in. This kid was, he had his bike. He had a mask on and he was yelling, "Put your fucking masks on."
Wait, when you say kid, are you talking like 14?
No.
7?
College age?
21?
20, 21 okay. is what okay. I'm thinking.
Sure.
Also could have been a chick. Not really sure. I don't know what that person identifies as.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Could have been a helicopter. I don't know.
Could have been.
Could have been one of those fucking furries. Right?
Maybe.
But he wasn't in his outfit. Or his skin.
Well,
I don't know what they call it.
Probably skin.
A lot of nomenclature here right now at the beginning of the story. I didn't really intend on.
Words.
Words. So he's saying, don't come to my city. We're 1 million deaths in. Don't come to my city and get fucking people sick. Just put your fucking masks on.
Is this recent?
Yeah, it was yesterday. I saw it. The video.
Is that when it was recently made?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
I think so. Anyway, the guy that he was talking to, there was like a group of 3 or 4 people that didn't have their mask on, and one of the girls was filming. But the dude specifically that he was talking to kind of just stood there. He might have said a couple things, but the kid, the pencil neck, like parked his bike because he was a little scrawny dude.
Yeah.
Police! And he was like, "You want to go? I'll beat your ass," or something like that.
That gives you... The skinny kid said that?
Yeah.
That should have given the other guy permission right there. Like, I've been that's threatening, and just beat the fucking bricks off
that's
kid.
Why
sorry.
I'm like,
already cussing.
I really just wonder why people, he legit just stood there and was like, I guess giving him the death stare. That was me, I would have said, get the fuck out of my face before I do something that you're going to regret. Please walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't, I'm going to do something that he's going to regret. And I would have made steps towards him. Like, yeah. I would have just taken a couple steps towards him and said, "You can put a mask on me if you want. Let's try it out.
Give it a shot.
Just let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on, man."
That's
Joe Biden.
Huge,
Come on.
I think that's a huge problem with, obviously, the internet and just society in general these days is you have these Karens, you have people, these college-age beta males that can say whatever they want to you, and they're not going to get popped in the mouth.
Yeah.
Because they can say whatever they want, and I go up to them, and I pop them in the mouth, I'm the one that goes to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge problem. A huge problem. But I feel like if he says, like, if you don't do what I tell you to, I'm going to beat your ass.
Yeah,
that's like threatening behavior.
Parked his bicycle.
Right? If he parks his bicycle, gets off. Mm-hmm. First of all, that's a sign of aggression. And then his bicycle.
His bicycle and came right at me.
He parked his moped.
Yeah.
Took his scarf off.
Put the chain on there.
Took his earrings out.
Put his lock on the pedals or whatever the hell they do.
Put his hair up in a bun.
Ooh.
As I have my hair.
But then, people just need to get hit in the effing mouth, man.
Yeah, I think we've said that before as well. Not enough people have been punched in the mouth.
Well, and if you look at school shootings, like a lot of the school shootings, I think most of the kids feel like they get picked on, and they can't retaliate. Because if they retaliate, like in a fist fight or whatever, they're the ones that get in trouble. They're the ones that get expelled.
You know what also like plays into that is like when parents coddle their kids and say they go up to the school and make a big fuss about it, where, you know, there are situations that call for that.
Oh,
but
of course.
Instead of saying, you know, whenever he shoves you again, defend yourself, push him back.
No, I've told my kids, even if somebody's like talking shit to you, I'm like, hit him in the mouth.
Yeah. Say something
like if you get in trouble at school, if it's justified. Like, you're not going to get trouble at home. Right. But, like, you better tell me the truth of what happens, you know, like, or even if you see somebody picking on another kid.
Yeah.
Pop that kid in the mouth.
Yeah.
Escalating is different. Like, you don't want it to get to, like, if you're in a fight or something, a scuffle, right. Try and end it.
Right.
But don't get steamrolled.
Don't get steamrolled and you. Don't.
But so what I was going to say is that kind of singles kids out. That mentality, that coddling mentality kind of makes them feel singled out. And they're like, maybe I'm the only one getting picked on. And maybe I'm the only one that feels this way. And that's when they go on that school shooting
riot. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of parenting, and I, you know, it's that parenting plays into school shootings.
All of it.
Big time.
For sure.
But that is a part of how parenting plays into it.
Yeah.
Don't coddle your fucking kids.
There's a great scene in American Sniper. I think it was in Chris Kyle's book too, where his dad says Chris had just defended his brother at school, beat the crap out of this kid who was bullying his little brother. So his dad, they're all sitting down at the dinner table and his dad's all pissed off, you know, and he said, there's three types of people in this world. You got the sheep, who are the ones who just follow, do what they're supposed to do. You've got the wolf, who the wolf is out trying to eat the sheep, basically. That's your bully. And then you got the sheepdog. And the sheepdog is the protector of the sheep. And he pretty much says, I'd be damned to know that my son are sheep. So it's one of the two. You a wolf or you a sheepdog.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know how that turned out.
He said, if I find out you're a wolf, I'll whip your ass myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that part. Yeah. So, yeah, I always thought that was great. And that's a perfect depiction of the world. It's a perfect depiction of bullying. It's a perfect depiction of the guy riding around on his bike saying, wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Wear your mask.
Fauci in there.
I divert to that sometimes.
Kevin Hart said he pre-bullies his kids. So
I mean, I talk shit to my kids.
Yeah, he just says, you know, your big head and all that stuff. And he doesn't make them cry or anything, but he teases them to...
Well, it's playful banter, too.
It's you're building a relationship.
Yeah.
You can show that you can joke with your kids at some points, but when they get to school, like they're gonna hear it all. First of all, because their dad's one of the best comedians,
right?
But kids are dickheads.
Yeah.
And kids, it's that preparing your kid for the road, not the road for your kid. Right. That's great. I love that.
Yeah. So I
love that saying.
I've had that kind of made up. Like you gotta just pre-bully your kids.
Yeah, and for
they
sure.
Won't have any. They'll laugh it off, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know my dad bullied me all the time.
Yeah.
It's not much that bothers me anymore.
my dad, my uncle, like, I was called a pussy my whole life.
My mom.
My
sisters.
Burn me with cigarettes.
So, yeah, it's really good to pre-bully your kids.
Look at me now. I'm fine.
Excuse me.
But the funny thing is like that skinny ass kid with the mask on or whatever, I doubt that he was ever bullied in school, but he's probably one of the ones like, bullying needs to stop.
Yeah.
But then he turns right around and bullies people.
He was probably one of the ones that thought he was being bullied or
because he was ignored.
Because he was a nerd.
Fucking nerd.
Yeah. Because he was a fucking loser.
Hey, dude,
yeah.
Nerds can be bullies too. You know,
absolutely.
You get into some of those situations where you might not be as smart as them.
Yes, absolutely.
Dude. And then they can flip it on you.
And then, but like, they flip it on you. You have no idea what they're talking about. But
what the
hell
are you saying?
You know you got burned. You're like,
what are you saying, Einstein? Huh? Right. Am I right, fellas?
Everyone's like, oh, shit.
Call to mind.
What did we say? I don't know what he said to me. He got you so good.
No, I feel like the cool kid.
Don't understand.
I feel like the cool kid would still find a way to turn it around on the nerd.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
sure.
Yeah, cool whatever. Kids. Whatever, Einstein. You fucking. And he's still cool with his friends, but all the nerds know that he just got totally
torched. Man, he just got burned.
What the fuck? Yeah. E equals M squared.
Good
these dick.
Good job, Dobby. You really got that bully. Hey, don't worry about him. Let's go to my house and play D&D.
His love interest. The nerd girl that he doesn't want.
That's with the popular kid?
No. Never mind. I've got a whole fucking different scenario in my head.
I'm just thinking like early 2000s.
The nerd that just burned the jock has a friend group that he's the leader of, that he's the cool
guy. Oh, okay.
And there's a nerd girl in that group that thinks that she's not good enough to get with him, even though he looks like he was hit with a hot shovel. But
he takes his glasses off and he's hot. So hot. He's all jacked.
No, he just takes his glasses off.
He's like 6 foot four.
He takes his
225.
Off and his eyes cross. One arm is longer than the other.
Yeah.
He might have a six pack, but he's like,
it's like a skinny six-pack. It's not like a real six-pack.
A skinny person six-pack, and he's deformed, kind of. I'm like, oh, you're so odd.
She's got, like, the huge boobs, but it's just because she's fat.
Yeah, yeah. What a pair. And then they end up together. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Bro, we think of movie and TV show ideas on the weekly.
All the time.
And those people are getting paid six figures a year. Teams of people
are
getting paid
six
figures a year.
There's no way our shows would ever get made.
Ever. We need to come up with our own network.
We were going to be on CNN Plus, but that got canceled.
What did they spend? $300
million? $300
million. For 10,000 subscribers.
Just total garbage.
That's funny. I didn't even know about
it. Then they act shocked.
I didn't know about it until Joe Rogan covered it.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know about CNN Plus?
They're not going to report on
it. I saw some commercials on CNN because that's a lot what they spent their money on.
I didn't even know about CNN Plus until Joe Rogan said something.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying. They spent a lot of money on advertisement, so I saw some commercials and stuff about
it. I didn't see any of them.
You know, Chris Wallace from Fox News bailed out Fox News to go on CNN Plus.
So funny.
And now he's jobless.
He was getting like 3 million views a night on Fox, and then it dropped below 100,000 or something.
Did they drop the CNN Plus already?
Yes, dude. They're shutting it down.
Oh.
Huge
they
failure.
Are shutting it
I
down.
I thought, so it literally just started.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it
they
went to the shitter.
Yes. And
so,
they're shutting it down.
Wow. I'm really out of touch. I feel like one of our viewers. Right, guys? Y'all rely on us for the news.
Yeah. We're totally reliable.
Now I'm relying on y'all.
Words.
So yeah.
Just got to say that
failure.
Every once in a while.
Words. So, I mean, to me, though, that seems like a good indication on where the country's at right now. At least nobody wants to see that shit.
CNN's trash.
So was it an app?
Been trash.
Or was it a service?
It's like a streaming service. Like Disney Plus.
What are they going to stream on there? Just news?
Like Anderson Cooper had a show. That nerd had a show. What was his name?
Chris Wallace. Yeah.
And just some, I think they did some, they were going to like rerun like Anthony Bourdain shows and things like that.
So like, okay, so Disney has shows.
Yes.
Netflix has shows.
Mm-hmm.
CNN Plus was thinking that Anderson Cooper was just going to hold this thing on their back. Like there's nothing entertaining. It is just news.
It's not even news. It's and they know for a fact. They know that they're just a propaganda machine. And the new CEO like knows that, and he's trying to get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Cuz they made all their money.
Is he?
Well, I think he's trying to get actually back to being a news source.
Why do you think that?
Because he's the way he's running it. Like, Brian Stelter's about to get fired. He doesn't have much longer to go. They fired Lemon. They fired Cuomo.
Did they fire Lemon?
Well, like,
is he gone?
I think he's on his way out.
I think he was going to have something on CNN Plus as well.
But yeah,
we talked about that. They're going to phase him over to that. Maybe it was all just by design. Like, oh, we're going to move all y'all over to CNN
they can't,
Plus.
No
it's
going to
be a major failure so we can get you out of here.
No way.
They can't really bring in.
Yeah.
They really are looking with this the merger of Discovery and
Warner.
Yep.
They really want to, or at least they're saying that they want CNN to get back to unbiased news like it was.
That's what he's saying
before.
Anyways.
And so,
wait,
I mean,
who is this? What's his name? Do you know?
I can't think of.
Was the CEO of Discovery.
David Zasloff.
I think that's it.
That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's like, this shit ain't gonna fly anymore because it's not working.
It's funny because he's doing a lot of, I know we talked about movies and I don't want to stay on movies for too long, but he's doing a lot with DC stuff where.
Oh, really?
There's been a lot of mishandling. Mm-hmm. He says he wants to repair relationships and people think he's talking about Zack Snyder because the studio did Zack Snyder way dirty.
So. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, his version of Justice League comes out and it's leagues ahead of the theatrical cut. And so it's like, well, maybe there was some shit going on. There's some people who got fired from the DC division of Warner Media, who were saying that the Snyder cut was never going to be made. They were saying that the Snyderverse is not real. This head lady got fired.
But good.
By Mr. Zasloff. So
good.
I hope he's doing something.
Seems like it.
We'll see. I think that either way, I think CNN's screwed. I think that they made their bed.
Yeah, I think so too.
For sure. Because, I mean, to their, I don't want to say credit, but like everybody was watching CNN when Trump was president. And it was just shitting on Trump is all they were doing. Yeah. And people loved it. But now they ran out of Trumpisms. And they can't talk about Trump anymore.
Yes, they can't. That was their downfall. They kept talking about
Trump. Oh, even.
And people were like, well, wait a second.
Yeah.
I think that started waking.
And even now they're talking about how Biden's going to get slaughtered in 22 and all this other stuff. And again, which makes me super nervous that they're talking about
saying it.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's going to happen.
And they're actually talking about Hunter Biden's laptop. They're actually saying it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah, the tides are shifting for sure, but.
Which that was, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, they were just screaming how that's Russian misinformation.
Mm-hmm.
Russian misinformation.
They're still saying it when it's been proven wrong.
Mm.
So, I mean, they're just blatantly lying to people.
They're just coddling the balls of the man.
So what? What makes you think now at this point in time that the Democrats are going to come out on top 22?
Cheating.
Is it fraud?
Okay. Yes. I think it's pretty clear and obvious when they show polls that are generally pretty liberal polls. I think the highest poll has his approval rating at like 41%.
Yeah. It's garbage.
And that's what they're showing. You know what I mean? Like they're allowing that on TV.
I think that. We can get into some World Economic Forum stuff later, but I think that people, and I'll say it numerous times, and I'll say it in the future, the one thing that Trump did was expose the swamp,
mm-hmm.
and that's why they attacked him so hard, and they hated him
mm-hmm.
so much, mm-hmm. is because he exposed the swamp, and people started, like, waking up, but now the World Economic Forum is not, like, really hiding anything either. They're just straight up saying, hey, it's time for the Great Reset. Which is worldwide communism, people. Like, I don't understand how anybody could be behind this.
They said by 2030, right? We're going to own nothing and like it.
Mm-hmm. But they're saying it. They're saying it not like a parent. It's like, you will do this and you will like it. They're genuinely saying you're going to own nothing. But trust me,
that's what I was going to say.
You're going to like it.
When's the liking it part? Because I own jack shit. Right now.
They've said
when's
they've,
the liking it come in?
They've said that
is it 2030?
People in rural areas. Are the problem and will be the problem
mm-hmm. because
in the future
they own their land
and because they own their land and they want to own it. And let's make no mistake about it. While we're all living in this city utopia that they keep speaking of and sharing everything, they're going to be living literally in like ivory towers, looking down on everybody, looking down on all the cronies, and they're not going to have to share shit. They're going to own everything. So that's the utopia, right? Like, so me and my family live in a room about this size. Y'all live in a room similar to this, but it's all in big, huge apartment complexes. Mm-hmm. And all we got to do is, like, say we need a toaster, which we don't own. Nobody owns it. I push a button, and then a toaster shows up at my door. It's great. It's utopia. See, we all share everything. It's universal basic income. We will issue your clothes. And for people to sit there and be like, yeah, that actually sounds pretty good.
They have numbers on them to identify.
Why does that sound bad?
That it's your clothes.
Until your neighbor's an asshole and breaks the toaster, mm-hmm. and now there's no toasters. And the government's not going to be like, well, here's a brand new toaster. Because they're not going to have any.
Have you ever been to the DMV? That is the government.
That's the government. That is the government. There. Yes.
Yeah, take a seat.
You ever dealt with the IRS? Have you ever tried to call, phone call the IRS? I have.
Or the DMV. Have you ever tried to call the DMV?
Dude, it's ridiculous, man.
They're never there.
Social Security Administration.
Oh, that too. Oh,
and you look at any of it. You look at the way government runs things now. I know people that they've gotten letters in the mail saying that their tax return might not be there within this certain amount of time because they don't have the money, but yet we're still sending $500 million checks to Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Like, open your eyes, mm-hmm. people, please. And yes, I think it goes without saying, but it's not just the Democrats. It's both sides of the aisle doing this bull crap. But people, because if you don't, well, Republicans are doing it too. Like,
We know.
Yeah, we know.
We know, motherfucker.
We know. You know, again, what's funny? It goes back to that feeling politically homeless because both sides just really piss me off, mm-hmm. man. Anyways, what were you saying?
It's funny that those people that, like, the dude that was riding the bike telling people mm-hmm. to wear their mask, liberals who don't care about Leah Thomas being in women's sports, they tend to say, like, well, why are sports such a big deal? Like, why can't we all just, why do we have to work? Why do we have to trade money? Mm-hmm. Why can't we just mm-hmm. print money? Why don't you say that about those political and corporate elites and foreign elites who are coming over here to buy land? Like, just leave those people in the farmlands alone. Like, why do you?
Yeah, why do you care?
Why is it such a big deal?
Yeah, why do you care that they're living their freedom?
Yeah,
like, why do you care?
Why do you?
Why
care
does that
what
bother
I'm
you
doing?
So much that they want to own guns and they just want to be left alone?
Yeah,
yeah.
That's all it is.
But the inverse of that is when they don't care about sports because it's just like it doesn't support transgender. I don't get it. I cannot physically think it through.
I can't either.
It's a hard thing to.
And it's like, am I wasting my time trying to think it through? Yes, because they're diseased.
It's all distraction tactics. Their brains are dumb. That's all it is. It's all distraction.
And they're distracted.
And it's a part of the World Economic Forum. It's a part of the Great Reset. It all started with COVID. It all started with COVID. That was the beginning point.
I think it started with Obama.
You're probably right. It started with social conditioning, mm-hmm. right? And it's do what you're told, say what you're told, mm-hmm. or don't say what we tell you not to say.
Right.
And believe what you're told. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
That's communism in a nutshell. And it's taking a quote from 1984. It's 2 + 2 = 5.
Right.
Because the government tells you it equals 5.
Yeah.
And if those that don't believe it are your enemy.
The government is our God.
And that's exactly what it is, man. And you say this all the time. Like, why do you want to be subjugated?
Yeah. You're at a dinner party with your friends and they're like, yes, 2 + 2 = 5. And there's like 6 of them agreeing with each other. And you're like,
you're the one guy that's like looking around like,
isn't it 4?
Yeah.
And they all just stop talking mm-hmm. and look at you real slow. It is 5 and you will like it that way.
Yeah.
And one of them. One dude is looking at you and he's sweating bullets and he's kind of trembling. It's five,
man.
It's five. You're like, is there?
How many fingers is this?
Is there a camera in here?
Yeah.
It's 5, bro. Just chill out. You know, speaking of DC, switching gears here, did y'all see Ezra Miller?
Ezra Miller.
He played The Flash.
Okay.
Did you see that he got arrested?
Hadn't he been arrested several times?
I'm going to get there, bro.
Okay.
Did you see that he got arrested while in Hawaii?
Hawaii.
I can't remember exactly what he did. I think he broke into someone's home and like said, I'm going to kill you and your slut wife or something like that.
Was he like on bath salts or something?
I don't know. But if you've seen him in RL, he is crazy.
Is he really?
Yeah, he wears like eyeshadow. He wears these weird like dresses. I'll have to show you some pictures.
Anyway. What does that matter? He's an adult. Does that hurt you, Josh?
Oh, sorry. Is that hurting you? He wants to be called they, by the way. Oh, he's so a they. Every article they is like, they. Yeah, it's very confusing because everything about him
says
they decided to do this. They, whatever. So
we are they. What's that movie? The M. Night Shyamalan movie.
Shyamalan.
With the guy that's got multiple split. It's called Split.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, he got arrested. They filed a restraining order. Wait, and then
is they him?
Sorry.
Ah!
I didn't mean to, slow you down, but really, are you talking
you when you bigot.
Are you talking about the victims
you
of them?
Bigot, jeez. Yes, the victims.
Okay, all right.
Filed a restraining order
on them.
On them.
On they.
Them, even though it was one person.
Just say the Flash.
Or he, who freaking cares.
So,
bingo.
A couple days go by, they drop the charges. He's good to go. He's not doesn't have anything. Yeah. So everyone thinks that he paid him off.
Mm-hmm.
He still had to go to court for something about that, though. Mm-hmm. The day that he has to go to court, he's at someone's house, or maybe it was the night before, throws a chair at a 25-year-old female, and she's got like a huge cut on her forehead, hits her in the head. He gets arrested.
He's got to be on drugs, dude.
He's for sure on drugs. Yeah. I don't know if they're bath salts, though. So
let's just say they are.
Maybe it's Flocka.
So the fuck what, bro? Yeah.
I'm gonna see him on some Flocka.
Waka Flocka?
Flocka.
Flame?
Flocka. Yeah.
Everyone's saying with the Amber Heard, Johnny Depp controversy, that Pirates of the Caribbean and the Harry Potter, Fantastic Beasts, distanced themselves. They fired him. He still got Johnny paid Depp? For Fantastic Beasts, but they fired him. And so did Pirates of the Caribbean.
Man, I wish I could still get paid and get fired.
Pirates of the Caribbean is going in an all-female direction, if y'all didn't know.
I didn't even know they were still making movies.
That's
what they're doing now.
Oh.
So they got rid of Johnny Depp because of the things that Amber Heard said. It was believe all women, right?
Yeah.
Well, now the trial is happening. I don't know if y'all have seen any of it.
No,
but all this stuff is coming out.
That she's a crazy person?
She's insane.
Yeah.
He's got recordings.
Yeah.
And she's saying, no one, tell everybody that I beat you up. And no one, see how many people believe you. No one's going to fucking believe you. And how she shit in his bed one night.
Oh, that's a great move on her part.
But so what happened was DC.
This will show him.
DC kept Amber Heard in the Aquaman movies. While all this controversy was going on, simultaneously, Warner drops Johnny Depp. Well, everyone's wondering why DC hasn't dropped Ezra Miller and Warner, rather.
Because he's a they.
Exactly, but they're also saying that this is actual privilege. This is what actual privilege looks like. There was footage of him choking a woman before all this happened. Choking a fan because she wanted an autograph or something. And he was like, ah! And then he's melting down on set.
That's not white privilege, though.
What I'm saying. It's not white privilege. Yeah. It is just privilege.
It's celebrity status. Yeah,
he paid
it's a class
off those
thing.
First
yeah.
People.
Yeah.
He's probably, I think he had to pay a $500 fine.
Well, whipped you friggin' do.
$500?
Yeah.
I could pay that.
Yeah.
I'm poor as shit. I eat ramen all the time.
I could pay it. It would hurt. But I could pay
it. I wouldn't like it. Don't get me wrong. I'd have to skip
rent. Shia LaBeouf went through this same kind of shit, too, which...
He wasn't choking people, though, was he? He was just
kind of... He did a bunch of... He's got several assault charges against him.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. Okay. He's actually served some time in...
yeah. I knew that.
In jail, though.
He was...
So he kind of fessed up to it and took his...
Took his licks.
Punishments. This guy...
I remember Shia LaBeouf was in...
He won't do that in Texas. That'd be fucking stupid. No. He'd get shot.
Yeah. He was in some Democrat marches.
Oh, I'm sure.
Shia LaBeouf.
I'm sure he was, too.
Shia LaBeouf.
He was stumping for Clinton and all that stuff.
Thought that was...
Whatever.
That's that celebrity.
Yeah.
Celebrity status. We need a woman.
Oh, God.
We need a woman.
Could you imagine, if Hillary had one?
It wouldn't
be... And then COVID came out?
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking about that the other day.
I think we would have been in war with Russia when COVID was happening.
Oh, for sure. And we would be at full on war with Russia right now.
Yeah.
But we would have been in war with Russia, but we would be locked down just like Canada in Australia. The whole country would have been.
For sure.
China.
I don't think we'd be at war with Russia. China. I think we'd be at war with each other, to be honest with you, if Hillary took presidency.
That's what I feel is coming, and I just wish...
That we're going to be at war with each other? When we need to be at war with the government?
When we need to be at war with the elites.
Yeah. Are you
because
really...
Because the government... the government isn't the issue. We need... Like, I think we were talking about... We need an entity in place to deal with foreign affairs, to deal with just all the shit that it's supposed to deal with. And yet, here we are, and they're doing all this skeevy shit behind our back. We need the corrupt people out. And I know that man is corrupt. I just think we need to do a better job at keeping an eye on what the government is doing.
For sure.
But here we are. Like, it's going to come to a point where it's the people versus the government again.
I think maybe, if, but I think
liberals kind of wake up.
They won't. What's going on. They won't though. They're still.
It's like it's not Republicans.
I saw a video of this dude. He was just literally walking around, which I tend not to watch these videos, but for some reason I watched it. It was just a guy with a microphone. He was walking around somewhere in California, just saying Biden or Trump, and putting the mic up to other people. Right? Like,
oh, fuck Trump.
Yeah, exactly. What you think? It's Biden all the way. What you racist? Like, what the fuck? Like, it's so absurd.
Even posing the question, maybe the dude was on for Biden, but posing the question, were you racist?
Yeah, like,
what?
Or maybe he said, well, they said Biden. He said, why Biden? It's like, because I'm not racist or some stupid shit like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. I tend to, like, not watch those, like I said. But
it's all just social posturing at that point.
It is, but I think that, if anything, we're going to war with each other. And it's just, it's not going to be... I wish it was like, you know, we wear red shirts. You know, they wear blue shirts. Fat people are just fat, so we'll see them.
The blue hairs are coming. The blue hairs are coming.
And it's just like, it's, like you said, pencil neck, hunched over fucking nerds, like throwing words at us because words are violence.
Words.
Words.
And then we come back to today's theme. You know what's funny, though, is you don't, I say that a lot. I need to stop saying that. You don't really see a lot of kind of more jacked dudes and in-shape females being on the left side of the political aisle because working out in and of itself is work and you can't take from someone else their gains and give them to you. So it's not communism. It all just kind of goes against the left. Working out, just working out, goes against the left ideology.
But there's a lot of, and I know it has something to do with celebrity status and all this other stuff and Division I athletes. There's a lot of athletes that you would think would get that, but that are super, super liberal.
Well, then, so that's when we come to their
celebrity status,
room temperature IQ status.
Well, I think it's just they don't want to be shut down by the left, by people, so they sit there and they say stupid shit like, yeah, white people are racist.
I would never say that. If I wanted to keep my position, I would just keep my mouth shut. I would never say...
But the left has said, your silence is violence.
No, I'm sick. I got COVID.
Okay, it goes back to that world. Like it goes back to the Great Reset, man. It's you will say what you're told to say.
Yeah.
And you've talked about it with the social credit score. Like, it's all has to do with your social credit score. And, you know... You don't post your Ukrainian flag and say, I stand with Ukraine, so you must be for Putin.
Yeah, you don't post the flag, they're
it's fucking ridiculous, man. Mm-hmm. Both sides are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
Ukraine and Russia both suck, so screw them, let them fight each other. Yeah, I don't care. Stop sending my tax dollars, my billions, or not my, but our billions and billions of dollars to Ukraine, and then they send weapons and Tomahawk missiles, and they're like, oh yeah, we don't know where they went. They probably went to the actual Nazis in Ukraine that are holding on to that stuff because that's we exactly have a very good history, or bad history if you want to say it, of funding terrorism.
Yeah.
So we armed the Taliban.
Yep.
And now we're arming
Russia. We armed fucking Iraq before we went to war with them.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
But shit, Obama sent over, what, like $2 or $3 billion in cash in the middle of the night?
That's we're still bombing Yemen every single effing day.
Yeah.
We bomb Yemen.
I wonder how much
the United States of America. And yet, yeah, Putin's a war criminal.
Putin. Police.
Police. Putin's said.
Police. Putin.
He doesn't have a Ukrainian flag. Police.
Putin said.
It's ridiculous. Or if you don't post your black square or whatever the
how
fuck.
How dare you, Putin.
If you're a business, you don't have your homo flag. I'm sorry, your gay flag.
Gay flag. Gay
during
flag.
Gay month, then you're a gay phobic. You know what I'm saying? And then the gay community or trans community still has the freaking audacity to say that they're oppressed. You got the balls to sit there and tell me?
They all have the balls.
That they're oppressed and don't trans they? People are dying.
Kids are dying. You hear Jen Psaki cry on a podcast?
Oh, she's such a...
Oh, no, but I wish I...
She cried about the Don't Say Gay bill, the Don't Say Straight bill, the Don't Talk About Sexuality bill, because...
Because they can't groom children.
Yes, but the thing that she started to list off was... There are kids this is ruining their lives.
No, it's not.
And then she said, she paused for a second, and ruining their families. And it's just, I can't, like, she didn't have any information in her head to say. Yeah. And so she just started crying.
It's
about
the same. So,
the kids.
So you mean to tell me that I can't sit there and tell little Johnny that he might be Susie? It's like, no, you can't, because these are the same kids that believe that Santa Claus is real.
And it's also
because
not your child.
Because you tell them that Santa Claus is real, so they believe you because you're an authoritative figure.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Jen Psaki's resigning.
I did.
She's going to MSNBC.
Yeah. I thought it was CNN.
I thought it was CNN Plus, to be honest with you. But could be wrong there. But yeah, she's done next month.
Whatever, man. I can't stand that
man,
stuff.
Man, didn't McEnany stay the whole term?
She lasted the longest. She wasn't the whole term because it started with Sarah Huckabee.
Oh, Sanders. That's right.
And then she
Sarah Huckabee was good too.
Dude, she's great.
Yeah.
Really good. Still is really good. I think she's running for governor of Arkansas.
You know what's funny?
In Papa's footsteps.
Both of those women, I'll never be that smart.
Oh, they are incredibly intelligent.
And combined, their intelligence level is higher than 99% of the United States. But the left still berated them. And then prop up Jen Psaki, who can't answer a question.
Not one question.
No. She wants to circle back. Mm-hmm. She wants to cry about the kids when the kids aren't dying.
She tries to be so like mm-hmm. she tries to outwit people. Well, we just really thank the governor of Texas for sending these people because we were going to bring them here anyways.
So thank you.
Thanks. Yeah.
I'm so quirky.
I think the biggest difference between...
I just wish somebody would say, shut up and throw a battery at her face.
A battery?
Or
you know how bad that would hurt?
Shut up! The difference between the three women... I mean, obviously, there is a level of intelligence there. But if you look at Huckabee's preparation, you look at McEnany's preparation, they're ready for those questions.
Huge books.
And that would piss
Kaylee
the left off.
Would sit there and she'd flip through, be like, one second. Flip a couple pages and be like... Here you go, asshole.
As soon as...
Remember how pissed they would get to? You were prepared for that. Like,
yeah,
is she not supposed to be?
Prepared. She's prepared for everything.
As
when
soon
Psaki's
as they started
like,
talking about a question, McEnany would listen and she'd know what tab. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, she'd go right to it.
Still listening while flipping mm-hmm. pages. Okay, so this is our position. You're a fucking idiot.
It's preparation.
Love it.
And that's how a government official should handle themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with... Psaki, I understand that maybe you won't know every question, and saying I'll circle back to that every now and then is okay as long as she actually does it.
Well,
but
she
doesn't.
I know she believes in all these ideological crap and she makes money off of it, but she's literally up there polishing a turd.
Yeah, that too. It's got to be tough to work for Biden.
Yeah.
Which is why she's...
You know what I'm saying?
Is it true that President Biden shit his pants in front of the Pope? Well, there's actually no evidence that he crapped his pants.
I'm
like, what am I supposed to say
That's
here?
Russian
I don't know.
Disinformation.
I don't know what to say here.
I'm going to circle back.
Police!
Police!
Oh, you know what else I saw that I thought was just absolutely hilarious?
That's it.
Is that the left is freaking out because Disney has to pay taxes now.
Oh, yeah. Did you see
the
video?
Is this the same left that is talking about eat the rich? The rich should pay their fair share.
Yeah, Disney's
all this. Disney has been tax free.
And they're one of the richest companies in the world.
In the world.
Top 10 for sure.
And they're pissed about it.
That's insane.
So.
Did you hear the lawmakers? Did you see the video? Okay.
Yeah.
The video, did you see it?
No, I have not seen it.
There's a video of lawmakers in Congress or
Florida.
Florida's
in the Florida's
congressional building. Like, reeing. You know, they're shouting, get off her back or something, whatever the fuck they were shouting. In the building. And all the other Congress members were coming up saying we're going to vote on this bill and we're going to have some decorum while trying to talk over all these people yelling and going insane.
Because one of the richest companies in the world
doesn't have
to pay now taxes.
Has to pay taxes.
Wait, how they ever got to that self-governance level?
55 years, man.
You know what it was, right? It was them saying, hey, we'll build our park here if you let us.
Sure.
Yeah.
I know those things happen. Happens with every single professional sports stadium. Yeah. Does the same kind of thing.
Well, and then Fort Bend, Texas, was like, you could come here, Disney. Hey, good job, Texas.
Doesn't matter if they say it or not. It's up to
the turning blue, boys.
Yeah, because I don't think the city can let them be tax-free.
There's certain levels, I believe, that they can, but it's got to go through the governor's office for sure.
I just think that's so funny. In the video of DeSantis saying, you know what? We're going to revoke your tax status. That made me so happy. It was just like,
well, I was like,
we don't need you here. You can get the hell out.
Well, when I heard that, I was like, wait.
Yeah.
They don't pay taxes?
Yeah.
Like, I knew they were self-governing. I knew they had their own fire department. I don't think they have their own police force, but they...
I always thought they had to have their own fire department just because it was such a densely populated area that a fire truck couldn't get in. Yeah. It only made sense to me that way. I didn't think that they were self-governing. I didn't think that they were living out there tax-free.
Yep.
Yeah.
What's a big thing about that, too, is it's finally, for like the first time that I could think of a Republican actually standing up to their word and sticking it to a big corporation. So good for Ron DeSantis. I mean, that's amazing. Whereas I don't think Abbott would do that. I mean, he's trying to get Facebook to come out here and using our tax dollars to pay for Facebook's facility. Did you say because he can't stand up?
Yeah.
So
Facebook, you know what I think about Facebook and Twitter? I think they're being held hostage.
Maybe, man.
Because Jack Dorsey liked Elon Musk's tweet about if they don't do this, it really shows their political interests. Yeah. Dorsey did.
I've seen a lot of his tweets.
I wish Elon Musk would buy Twitter and then just shut it down.
I
think that would be hilarious.
That would be funny.
I just think it's better to have someone there who doesn't need money.
Yeah.
He doesn't need, we're going to pay you this if you push our political agenda.
That's why they hated Trump, too, in D.C.
What Elon Musk wants to, if he, I haven't kept up with it. I know there's other companies now in the running to buy it.
BlackRock.
Yeah.
BlackRock. Aren't they already? Well,
BlackRock already owns a huge amount of shares.
No, I think they surpassed him in shares.
Yeah.
They're the largest. Yeah.
But Musk is the largest individual shareholder.
I just think it would that would be something that turned the tides, because Twitter's the worst one. You got Instagram for really sure, bad. And you've got Facebook, but Twitter is the worst one where any blue-haired liberal thinks that they can at a company and think that their voice should be heard. I was at your company and I was at Wendy's in Willis, Texas earlier, and he said I was too fucking fat to order. Well, maybe you are.
Yes, me. Are you sure you want to supersize this?
And I said, yes, give me two.
And that's fat fallback. I have to eat or my diabetes will kick off.
I'm sorry, I had to stop arguing.
My blood sugar is low.
My blood sugar just dropped and hit the floor. I need my insulin. Yeah, that's why you don't see any fat people on a podcast, because they're just...
it's too much.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's so funny.
Just wheezing.
Oh, man.
They just stop talking for a minute. You look over and they're just...
Hey.
Your eyes were open.
That's my sleep apnea. Oh, man. You see what sleep apnea?
What sleep apnea actually is?
Oh man,
Chase, how was your smoked meats?
Oh man, I'm new. I'm new to smoking meat.
Oh yeah.
So
smoking some pole.
It takes some getting used to
some skin pole.
A totally new experience
oh.
for me.
Oh, that's right. You said remember? You had the friend who had the smoker, right?
Yes.
They y'all smoked a pizza.
Yes.
And now you're smoking meat.
Now I'm smoking meat.
A lot of sausage.
It starts with the pizza.
Okay.
You know, and then
moves on to.
To
I see. I feel like you should smoke going? The meat first, then the pizza, but also put the smoked meat on the smoked pizza.
That's a good idea.
I mean, that's too much smoke.
Did some pulled pork. And it was pretty good.
You're eating.
What the fuck? You think maybe you smoked it a little too? No. No, I don't.
Man up.
Okay. You're smoking a cigarette while you're... Man up, pussy.
Blowing it on your steak.
That's how you smoke meat, right?
I just imagine some 1970s dad doing that.
You know? Oh, for sure.
Smoking the cigarette out of the side of their mouth.
Drunk as shit already. Yeah. They get off work from the factory.
Where's my steak, woman?
Here it is, honey. I said medium rare.
Medium. Wah, ah.
Daddy, stop.
Dad, stop. Shut up or you're next. Go to your room.
The past.
Yeah. The past. We don't talk about that either. Nope. Where's all the reparations for the kids that got beat by those dads?
The alcohol. Well, I want Jim Beam to pay for this.
You know?
Well, there you go.
The black people are talking about reparations for slavery. We don't talk about that. We also don't talk about the torrid past of the 1970s and how they don't get reparations either. That's probably going to get edited out. But
did y'all hear about California passing that abortion bill? There's, for some reason, they want to murder babies up to 8 months old.
Yeah.
After.
Was that real? I thought that was...
Well, I think it... I know New York has done it. I think it got shot down in the Supreme Court finally, but like, how can you defend that?
I thought it was fake.
No, dude.
I don't know how you can defend it either.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Because I know it happened in New York not too long ago.
I mean, the actual act of an abortion itself is
just
barbaric. But yeah. To think that an eight-month-old baby, up to that point, you could still be like,
I don't want it. Yeah. I'm just saying for it. Me. Have you seen those? Because they found, like, dumpsters full of fetuses. And they said that some of them were, like, after birth.
Yeah, that was in Washington, D.C.
That's where it was D.C. was that. Yeah. But, like, how can you... I think it's all a part of... This is kind of just what I'm conspiracizing in my own brain.
It's 28 days later. Go ahead.
They keep moving the goalposts. Mm-hmm. Like, you always say, like, okay, so now we can get late-term abortions. Let's do it up into 1 year. And then it'll be 3 years. And then it'll be 5 years. And it'll be up to however long until, like, you get to the point where... They're literally, we become a full-on World Economic Forum, one world government, communist, whatever. And if they don't comply or they don't fall in line, you can just murder them.
Yeah. I'd have to read.
This one didn't work out. Kill it.
Just kill it.
I'd have to read a lot more on this.
That makes me kind of sick to my stomach.
I would have no problem beating one of those doctors to death with my own two bare hands.
Yeah.
If you can murder a baby, and honestly, this is like any abortion. I don't care. Like, I could, I think I'd actually enjoy it.
Eye for an eye there.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to feel that way, but I do. I would be perfectly fine with.
It should be every adult's responsibility to look after
children.
Children yeah. And defend themselves.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're out of line for saying that.
Yeah. It's a weird time we live in, man. It's weird.
Really, I think, I would have to read, but like read way more.
No, be careful over there.
But this says the Trump campaign legal team wrote on Facebook, this is insanely evil. California Democrats are trying to legalize killing children up to the age of 28 days. But it doesn't apparently say that. But again, I would have to read the bill. And it's Assembly Bill 2223. So I don't know. That just sounded... I thought that they were trying to be in a gotcha moment and say, California's now legalized this up to 8 months. What do you think about that? And either way, I think that's what they were doing. People were agreeing with it. Mm-hmm. People were saying that. What did the dude say? I think they should be able to do it up to 10 months.
Yeah, it's up to mom. It's up to the mother whether or not.
Whether or not they want to keep the baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then like, you had one of them was like, fuck those kids. It's like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Those man. Two said, I've had tons of abortions.
And I'd have and tons
I,
more.
I would do it again until I feel like I'm ready to be a parent.
So that
like,
that's. But
you were literally just letting some dude blast inside you. Like, there's why? No, like, just make him wear a condom. I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all.
Yeah.
But this is the left desensitizing people. And because, you know, that's the left's argument. It's like, well, this is the hardest thing these women will ever do is deciding whether or not to keep the fetus.
And they're like, I have 100 of them.
Yeah,
they were. It's like, is it really the hardest decision they've ever made when they're shouting out their Twitter on or their abortion on Twitter and they're making – you see people posting cakes. My wife showed me a picture of a cake and it said it's a boy, but they marked out boy and put aborted.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
That's on a cake.
That is dark.
Like, yeah, good job. The hardest decision you ever made was you're murdering babies.
That was two random girls that they found. It wasn't like some pro-abortion picket line that they went and interviewed people. Mm-hmm. It was two random bitches that they pulled up on, mm-hmm. and they had that opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In California, I think that's an easy find, but damn. Sure.
It's crazy.
I'm sure for probably many women, it was a difficult
decision. Still, fuck you if you've had an abortion.
Oh, yeah. But overall... I just don't see, I don't understand the mindset. Especially that one chick that was like, fuck damn babies.
Well, and like,
really, man?
I always say
it's indoctrination,
can,
man.
Yeah. I always say that you can just give the baby up for adoption because there are tons of parents that can't have kids.
And that's right.
I always get the, look at how many kids are in the foster care system. And I say, that's a government run entity.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And even adopting a baby through the government, a lot of them are private companies and it costs a lot of money or whatever. But
and none of that's by design. I'm sorry to cut you off, but that none of that's by design. So some kids go into foster homes and they're not a good fit. And that's because they're not those two people's kid. And so, you know, it becomes a competitive environment. And, you know, like, well, it's the best for our family if we don't foster this child or have this child in her home. So they get replaced in the system,
mm-hmm.
and it's completely fucked up. I am fully agreeing with liberals on that one. It is a fucked up system, but is because people are having these kids either out of wedlock or with people that they don't love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something to do with the family. That's something to do with how you're taught and getting rid of God and getting rid of
personal responsibility,
but like they took weight off of being married. Like it's not a big deal anymore. You can get married six times, date whoever you want. Find yourself with who you're dating, and if you don't like them, there's no more dating.
The first thing you do when you meet somebody now is like you just fuck them, and then you decide if you want to date them.
Yeah,
like I would be fucking lost.
Yeah, absolutely.
In today's dating scene, like I would just go home and pound off every night. Probably
it just
can't handle this.
It's just it's a sign. It's indicative.
Well, another thing about the foster care system, it's kind of like single motherhood. The more kids you intake, the more government money you get for kids, and people don't care about the kids. Yeah. People don't care about being foster parents. They mm-hmm. just see money, and the government's going to give you more money.
And then all of a sudden you've got 15 children.
Yeah, and they're locking them in closets. So I understand. I agree with you. The liberals are onto something. Like the foster care system is jacked up, but like you said, it's because it's ran by the federal freaking government.
Yeah.
And I challenge anybody to tell me one thing that the federal government has touched that has been fantastic.
Yeah, I can't. I literally
fuck fantastic, even halfway decent.
Just good.
Yeah.
I just can't even think one thing.
Because your taxes aren't, they might not come in. You don't have the money for it because we got to pay Ukraine.
Yeah. And like that money's not going back to the Clinton Foundation.
No way.
Or Hunter Biden's.
How dare you? Hunter Biden's paintings.
Yeah. Hunter Biden's paintings.
What a fucking idiot. Who believes that? Are there anyone that believes it?
Lefties.
Oh my God, he's a painter now. Look how much money he made on
his first, beautiful paintings.
On his first painting.
Yeah.
He has like a fucking seizure.
Do you know what industry?
Crack. That's my seizure squiggle right there. Oh my god, it's beautiful.
You know what industry is most notorious for money laundering?
The government?
The federal government.
Besides the art industry.
Oh. Oh yeah, yeah. That's the whole reason why I knew it was just like, oh really? You're gonna be an artist? Oh, yeah. I wonder why.
How convenient. If he was good, you'd be like, okay.
I've never seen I don't think his paintings
would be, dude.
They're just not good.
They're not. And
you know what I mean?
I can respect.
He's like doing it with his dick, like
that's kind of what it looks like.
I did this one with my crack pipe up here. I put paint on the end of it, and then I did this part down here with my
actual poo-poo right there.
That's penis stains right there.
I squatted and just shat all over the canvas.
It's just ridiculous.
Just dirty hot snakes coming out of my butthole.
And then I got my brush out.
No, and I just bare hands. Just
I smeared it. No, I wanted the brush strokes. You know, I wanted to see my shit with brush strokes on it.
That and sounds some liberal, like something you would say.
Yeah, some liberals like, oh my god, it even smells like cracky shit. I need this on my
hint
wall.
Of Parmesan cheese.
Yeah,
Parmesan.
Cheese. Don't say Parmesan cheese around Hunter Biden. He'll suck your dick.
Whether you want him to or not.
Say, hey, man, can you pass me that Parmesan? He's just under the table like, whoa, what are you doing, bro?
Where'd you even come
what
from?
What are you doing? Jeez. Oh, man.
You said cheese, you said Parmesan. I heard
cheese, buddy.
Oh, Hunter Biden.
Oh,
what a guy.
Cheese.
That's a story off camera.
Well, I guess we can end it there with Hunter Biden's shit painting.
Yeah. Shite.
I want one.
But get it up on your wall.
If I'm being completely honest, I want the smell of Hunter Biden's ass. Uh-huh. Hot ass shit.
On your wall.
In my room, on my wall.
You can still smell it.
If he can...
You're like scratching it after a while?
You gotta
scratch and
take the top layer off.
Oh, there it is.
There it is.
If you take the top layer off, it's a whole new layer.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Oh, fuck,
if you could just come and shit on my wall, that'd be great. I'd pay him $1 million, I think.
Careful what you wish for.
He's gonna be a part of the brown
shirt.
Sorry,
I'm constipated. I just smoked a lot of crack.
The brown shirts are led by Hunter Biden.
Yep.
The shit shirts.
The shit shirts.
They're coming to shit.
He's just all
on your wall.
Crack. He doesn't have his veneers in anymore. Like,
oh, is that Hunter Biden at my door?
Let me in.
You're going to jail. Jesus. What the hell?
It'd be a pretty easy bribe. Like, hang on. Let me drive to the east side of town.
Hold on. I've got some
Parmesan cheese.
I'll let you go if you give me the Parmesan. I'll suck your dick. No, just let me go.
Just please, just leave.
Just let me go, Hunter. Just,
no,
are you sure?
I'm pretty good at it.
I'll suck your dick too, you know what? When I take these veneers out, it's all gum, baby.
Oh, God. Oh, gummy from Hunter Biden.
I didn't even know it had a name. Chase.
So are we going
to... I mean...
We've gone over the smoking meat thing already here.
We're going to take a vacation next week?
I don't know.
Just in case. Let the people know.
I haven't decided yet. Because I think this one's actually going to be good.
I think so.
And that's what really pisses me off. Is whenever I hear it and it's just...
That was quite a sneeze or a cough. I don't know.
Bo's the drama queen. Is that COVID? I'm glad I don't have to use that.
The reason I have this cough.
The COVID affects.
I got COVID. And
COVID affects my COPD.
And now my sinuses and my emphysema.
All right. Bye now.
Stay frosty.
Pew, 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 pew.